Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. This is episode 109 of The Big Show, the 109th episode of the show. That's crazy. I can't believe we've actually done 109 of these already. And I cannot say enough that I wouldn't do them if not for you. So I really appreciate the fact that you tune in every single week. I really appreciate the fact that you continue to download and to listen and to comment and to share. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the next 109 of these. Of course, before we do that, we've got to get through this one, so we'll see how it goes, okay? There is just a ton of stuff to talk about this week. A huge number of posts and stories and articles about all of the topics that we so often hold near and dear to our hearts here on the show. What I want to do is I want to talk about building on what we talked about last week and how mobile commerce goes back to the future, how it's almost like 1995 again, as our good friend Linda Bustos has said, because right now everything is in play. There are so many opportunities for you to win and for you to compete successfully in the current environment, in the current space, because of what mobile is creating. And I'll give you an example. A marketer has a post that asks whether we need to have a moment of silence for the catalog. You know, are catalogs dead? Are they done? Is there nothing left to them? And their answer is, not so fast. Not so fast at all. They actually talk about how many online-only retailers can actually gain a lot of benefit from catalogs. They give a quote from Bonobos, their CEO and founder, Andy Dunn, who talked about the fact that next to their brick-and-mortar stores, their catalog is their best marketing material. They find that they get a higher average ticket value from the people who get the catalog over any other channel that they have. Now, they attribute that to the images. And if you think about it, images really play into the overall experience that your customers have. And so there's this great opportunity to use any channel that is highly visual, whether that be a catalog, whether that be mobile, whether that be web, whether that be in-store, to really sell your product most effectively. Now, the big problem for catalogs, of course, is the declining number of people who look at them at all. So they're right that it does work well in terms of creating an opportunity to sell product effectively. Obviously, it's a channel that's a little more limited in the longer term because of the decline in the number of people who use them at all. What it does provide you, though, is an opportunity to target and to really look at which catalogs, which messages, which images are working best with which customers. And you can really test that so effectively. Now, the other thing that I thought was interesting in that quote was the fact that he said, you know, next to the brick and mortar store. So for all the talk of showrooming and all the talk of, you know, how people are using mobile to bypass the store and e-commerce to bypass the store, and obviously I'm one of the people who say that people do this, and they do, that doesn't mean that retail stores are doomed by any stretch. Retail stores provide immense opportunity for you to do a good job at meeting your customers' needs. And actually, I'm going to talk about this in just a moment. But first, I want to illustrate some evidence that that is so. There's actually some talk that Radio Shack, might, well, there's a lot of talk that Radio Shack is up for sale. This is not a surprise. But Bloomberg is reporting that Amazon might be looking to buy some of those stores, some of the retail stores that are out there. Now, MG Sigler, who's a partner at Google Ventures, has a great piece up on his Tumblr, on his Tumblr blog, about why that's a good move. He says but he does encourage them to start small, noting that Apple has fewer than 500 stores, while Radio Shack has more than 4,000. But one of the reasons why it's a good move, and one of the reasons why in-store and mobile make such a natural marriage, is the fact that real-time mobile personalized transactions present huge opportunity. Now, it's not just me saying that. According to a study done by Marketo and the Economist Intelligence Unit, about half of all CMOs and senior marketers said that that was one of the most important things to focus on going forward. And that's going to change the way marketing and commerce is done dramatically by 2020. It's the second most popular response that they said, that they cited, after the Internet of Things, which one of these days I'm going to have to do an Internet of Things podcast just so we can talk about that a little bit and why that might matter to you. But clearly, this opportunity to provide these real-time personalized transactions is huge and mobile-enabled, mobile-facilitated. And the fact that Amazon is looking at having an actual retail outlet or an actual retail footprint, whether it's using Radio Shack stores or something else entirely, underscores just how important that is. Now, another huge technology that's going to facilitate that are beacons. The Future of Commerce blog has a great write-up on how beacons can be used most effectively, how you can use beacons most effectively. But the thing that I thought was most telling were two points that they highlighted in that post. The first was, according to eDigital Research, this is cited by the Future of Commerce blog, almost half of smartphone owners would accept retailers sending messages to their smartphone while they're in store. Almost half. That's huge. That's absolutely huge. And obviously, with beacons, you are able to do that yourself. That's really critical because also in the Future of Commerce blog, they cite Deloitte Digital study, a Deloitte Digital study that shows that 36 cents out of every dollar spent is influenced by digital, or to the tune of about $1.1 trillion annually. That's trillion with a T. Now, somebody might want to say that that's all e-commerce. Can't imagine who that would be. But it's really, really important and shows how big a deal that this marriage of mobile and in-store and, yeah, catalog and e-commerce and all of these different things can be in supporting one another. Now, you want further evidence that that's true? Take a look at who else is using beacons. There's news out that says Facebook is actually using a new technology called Place Tips. This is Mobile Marketer has a story about this, that just offers a huge opportunity for those quote-unquote mobile, real-time, personalized transactions that we were just talking about. Facebook is so committed to this that they're actually making it free for businesses, at least for now. They haven't said whether or not they're going to charge later, and I would question at what cost if you actually let, you know, the AgFam folks, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, get a deeper insight into your business and get its fingers deeper into your particular pie. But it might be worth checking out, and it just goes to show how important these technologies are going to be over time. Now, another story from Mobile Marketer has data that shows that 80% of customers' time when they're on mobile is spent in just 5 apps. Now, before I tell you the apps, I want to be really clear. It appears to be only the time in apps, not overall mobile internet usage, but I haven't been able to pin that down fully yet. I will try to do that for next week's show. But when your customers are using apps, 80% of the time they're using just 5 of them. Facebook, YouTube, owned by Google, Maps, which could be Google or Apple, Pandora, so far owned by nobody, but boy, if that is an enticement for one of these guys to snap them up, I don't know what is, and Gmail, also owned by Google. So there's some more of your AgFam folks, Apple, Google, Facebook, having a big play there. So all of these suggest that there's all the more reason for you to have a strong mobile web presence. What we're seeing is that as people are using these tools, they may often then end up on your mobile website. Plus, if they're using beacons and finding these offers, where are you going to send them? You've got to give them a place to land, and that's got to be a really strong mobile web presence. Now, I wrote a post last week talking about what Apple, Google, and Facebook's earnings can teach us about mobile marketing and e-commerce. And what it really taught us is that Apple and Facebook, who did huge numbers, are really doing a great job of providing the right app experience to customers, providing the right mobile web experience to customers, and getting the right data about customers. Meanwhile, Google had only so-so numbers. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that they're losing search volume to apps. They're not monetizing mobile as well as they've monetized desktop. And so we're seeing things we've talked about many, many times before. Obviously, the growth of mobile, the fact that customers are using mobile all the time and have access to internet everywhere. The fact that there are some disruptors and disintermediators out there, the AgFam folks among them, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, who are in a good position, Facebook with beacons, Apple with iOS, to actually get customer attention and get customers to interact the way that they want. And the fact that if you've got good data, you can target customers more effectively, much like Bonobos is doing with its catalog, much like you may be able to do using beacons when people are actually in your store or near to your store or near to your location. And those are some great opportunities for you. Now, I would be remiss before I sign off if I didn't point out that earlier this week I posted the top posts on the blog from January, which you can read at timpeter.com/blog, but they are the 10 must-read marketing and e-commerce posts from the last month. And the top one, the reason I bring it up, was episode 104 of the podcast, 15 Key Mobile and E-Commerce Trends to Prep You for 2015. So again, it might be time to revisit that. Listen to that. Listen to last week's episode. Listen to this week's episode. Well, that's kind of silly. You are listening to this week's episode. But check those out and see how those all tie together to building your business as you go forward this year. So with that said, as we gaze at the clock on the wall, it does look like we are out of time for this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast, and you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher or whatever your favorite podcast catcher is. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just search for plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And I want to remind you that you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. Just send me your comments, your questions, your complaints, your concerns, or whatever happens to be top of mind for you today. I do love to hear from you, and I look forward to seeing those emails as you send them my way. In the meantime, I hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you enjoy your weekend, and I do look forward to talking to you again next week on Thinks Out Loud again. Take care, everybody.